Mishnah Ches. The Mishnah is going to bring another case where one is not allowed to do something because it appears as if he is violating the halacha of Beiner, building. Now, the halacha is that a lid of a movable kli, for example, the lid of a box or the lid of a pot, it's considered to be a kli, just like we saw earlier on at the beginning of the perek, that the doors of these movable items have the same status as the items themselves. They are also considered to be kalim. So too, the lids of movable items are considered to be kalim, and this is true whether the lid has a handle or not. Any lid is considered useful and it's moved about, and so it is considered to be a kli. And when it comes to a lid which is on the ground, for example, if there is a pit of water in the ground and there's a lid covering it. So often, lids which were on the ground were actually properly stuck to the ground because they would be there for a very long time, possibly even permanently, and so people would literally stick the lids onto the ground. Now, if the lid was stuck to the ground, then certainly it would be forbidden to take that lid off the ground on Shabbos. That would be a toldov seiser of demolishing something, taking away part of a structure. And of course, you wouldn't be able to put that lid there and stick it to the ground, because that would be like boiner, like building. Midrabbanan, even if you're not sticking it to the ground, you're just using it as a regular lid, you're still not allowed to put it there, and you wouldn't be allowed to take it off either, because it appears as if you are putting it there to stick. Now, if this lid has a handle on it, then you are showing clearly that you don't intend, and you are not sticking it there permanently. You're literally using it as a regular lid. So if it has a handle, then it will be permitted. The discussion in our Mishnah is a middle case. A lid for a object. It's not a lid for the ground itself. It's a lid for an object. However, this object is stuck to the ground. For example, you have a big container which is stuck to the ground, and you put a lid on it. According to the Tanakhama, even though over here the lid is not a lid of the ground itself, and therefore it is very clear that it's a regular lid which is not stuck to the item. It's not stuck to the ground or anything. You're using it as a regular lid, putting it on, taking it off, as it pleases you. Nevertheless, if it does not have a handle, according to the Tanakhama, it is forbidden to put that lid on or take it off, in case you come to doing the same on the ground itself, such as with a pit. And therefore, only kol kisuya kelim, lids of utensils which are attached to the ground, sheyesh lehem beis achiza, only lids which have a handle on nitolim b'Shabbos can be taken on Shabbos. But if it doesn't have a handle, then it cannot. However, on Rabbi Yossi argues, and he says, b'medvar amurim, when in these words said, b'chisuya karkais, with lids of the ground itself, such as a lid on a pit of water. Avo b'chisuya kelim, but with lids of utensils, even if the utensils are stuck to the ground, benkach or benkach, whether this or whether that, meaning whether it has a handle or even if it does not have a handle, nitolim b'Shabbos, those lids can be taken on Shabbos and used and moved, since this will not necessarily lead you to doing the same with lids on the actual ground.